Inlet Inn, can I help you?
Michael Corpus has managed the front desk at the Inlet Inn at the corner of 6th Avenue and H Street in downtown Anchorage for 20 years. He says the inn has served as a safety net for people on the edge of homelessness.
There is a high volume in the off-season of people that stay long-term. They can either afford to pay weekly or monthly. We often negotiate with guests and try and be affordable to them if this is their last straw.
About half of the hotel's 80 or so rooms are full this week, Corpus says, and most of them belong to long-term occupants who will have to move out by February 1st. George Forney lives and works at the inn.
I'm going to be without a job and homeless in one swing after 14 years of being here.
Forney shares a $600 a month room with his girlfriend, Martha John. She says the shutdown is scary.
I've never been in a place that's being shut down, you know, and I don't know where to go. And it's hard to find a home. Like, I don't know how you say that.
Homeless?
Yeah, hopeless, you know. And I need help to keep on living.
About a year and a half ago, police began watching the Inlet Inn in an effort to clean up crime downtown. They fined the inn for a high number of nuisance calls to police and fire. Sergeant Mark Ryan leads the Community Action Policing Team, or CAB, and headed up the investigation of the inn. He says there were more calls to police and fire from the inn last year than any other private business in the city.
In 2012, the police department responded to 490 calls at the Inlet Inn, which is extremely high.
About 180 were nuisance calls, but many, Ryan says, were more serious.
The most common call was drunk problems, drunken disturbances calls. We got numerous assaults. We had numerous medical assists. We had drug calls. There were sexual assaults there. There was one homicide in 2012 there.
Ryan says surveillance revealed that the Inlet Inn was a center for drug activity.
At one point, we saw a guy who was later arrested for a murder in Mountain View go into the Inlet Inn, come out with a package, walk to the front of the transit center, line up three of the guys that we knew were drug runners from prior surveillance, and hand three of those guys packages, and they went off and started running drugs.
Cocaine and marijuana, as well as synthetic pot and bath salts, were all being distributed in the area, Ryan says. The main problem at the hotel, according to Ryan, was a lack of security. Mark Pfeffer is one of the owners of Augustine Energy, LLC, the real estate holding company that owns the property. Because of the lack of security, Augustine decided to terminate the Inlet Inn's lease. Augustine bought the property about 5 years ago, Pfeffer says, and had always planned to redevelop it.
These properties, you know, oftentimes have a city grow up around them, and their former uses start to become inappropriate, and that's what's happened here.
Pfeffer says the building will be boarded up and likely demolished by the end of the summer. He's not sure what will stand in its place. The site was permitted for a 21-story office tower in 2009. Back at the front desk of the Inlet Inn, Corpus, the manager, says that closing the inn may be a natural progression in the evolution of downtown Anchorage. But people who live at the inn signal a larger problem in the city, a lack of affordable, supportive housing.
This is not Inlet Inn's problem. This is the city's problem. And if everybody raises their rates to cast those people who can't afford, they're going to go somewhere. They're going to go to an empty building somewhere, they're going to camp in the woods, or they're going to tag team and get a room someplace. They have issues.
Anchorage shelters are just about full, officials say, and an influx of residents from the Inlet Inn could push them over capacity in February. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.